Woof, hello humans and pups. I'm Yeti, the fluffiest, most majestic Dane this side of the Alps. Today, we're diving into a topic that's almost as important as my fancy tail wag, Great Dane nail care. Yes, nails. Because even a regal pup like me needs to keep things tip-top for zoom eyes and zoom bark zooms. First things first, nails aren't just fashion statements. Overgrown nails can bruise the paw pads, affect posture, and even squeak when I sprint. Okay, maybe that squeak is just me. Regular trims prevent cracking and splitting, keep joints happy, and prevent those dramatic toe-tapping on tile moments. Here's what you'll need: nail clippers or a nail grinder designed for dogs. I prefer a grinder, less scary noises, more control. Styptic powder or cornstarch to stop any bleeding. Even legends have tiny accidents. A gentle spray or treats to keep me calm. A good surface, a grooming table or a sturdy towel on the floor. Have a friend or your human partner hold the paw gently while you work. The human can distract with treats. Trust me, I'm excellent at treats. Start by getting the paws settled. Massage the paws to relax the muscles. If using a grinder, use a low speed and small, quick bursts to avoid heat. Look for quick, clear signs of discomfort, pulling away, trembling, or a yelp. If you see any, pause and reassess. I'm a fan of doing one paw at a time. If I start sweating, or in my case, panting, we take a short break. Hydration is key. Inspect the nails and locate the quick, the pinkish area in the nail. For dogs with dark nails, you'll see a darker shadow inside. If you're nervous, trim a little at a time. Clip just the top edge and avoid the quick. For grinders, file in gentle, short strokes. Check after each trim. The nails should be sure enough to rest on the floor without touching it when the paw rests flat. Reward: a treat, a belly rub, or a victory howl. We Great Danes love rewards. Over-trimming can cause pain and bleeding. If this happens, apply styptic powder and keep the area clean. If nails are particularly resistant, we can try a grinding approach rather than clipping to minimize pressure. If you still hear squeaking on floors, you may need more frequent trims or consult a vet or groomer. Quick recap: prep, patience, small trims, rewards, and safety. Repeat every 2 to 4 weeks depending on growth. And always end with a victory howl and a treat. Remember, a well-groomed Great Dane is a happy and confident dog. That's all for today's Dane's Delight. If you enjoyed Yeti's nail narration, subscribe for more canine care sagas, and rate us 5 stars, or 5 howls. If you did not like it, my name was Dingus. If you have a question or would like us to cover a topic, please send in a bark with your request. I look at them after my nap on the sofa.